Well, I'm always reminded when I read that passage from the letter to the Ephesians about the man being the head of the house of my big fat Greek wedding, you know, and where the mother-in-law is telling you know the daughter, you know, the mother's telling the daughter, now she says, remember the woman. I mean, the man, he is the head of the household, but the woman, she's the neck, and the neck moves the head. No, but in all seriousness, you know, Paul, of course, St. Paul is intending here to try to get some thoughts about domesticity, you know, that is going to keep the marriage covenant alive and keep it fully functional. And the gospel reading, in a sense, gives us a kind of an ingredient to keeping that very marriage covenant alive, but to also keeping every covenant alive within our hearts. And Jesus talks about the kingdom of God. And the first thing is, you know, it might be a little bit difficult for us to understand, well, what does he mean? It's like a mustard seed. I mean, isn't the kingdom of God what we're aspiring to? Yes. Isn't the kingdom of God something that's kind of in the future and it's going to bring all of us to eternal salvation and fruition? Yes, that's true. Well, what do you mean then? It's like a mustard seed, which when planted gets bigger and bigger. I mean, I thought the kingdom of God already exists. And the main thing to remember when Jesus is using that phrase, kingdom of God, he means it in two ways. The first way that he means it is the kingdom of God you might be thinking about, or we might be thinking about in this culture, right? That's the future kingdom of God to which we're all heading, and that's called heaven, and that's where the communion of saints is, and that's where we're going to spend our eternal salvation in the unconditional love and joy of God. That's absolutely true, and the way Jesus means one meaning of the kingdom of God. But we call that, you know, the future eschatological meaning. Don't worry about it, just fancy words. The second meaning that Jesus means today is called the realized kingdom of God. So Jesus says that he's bringing the kingdom of God to earth. So what does he mean when he uses the kingdom of God, that expression, in the sense of realized eschatology, in the sense of bringing the kingdom of God? So it's not just out in the future kingdom of God, the one that's apart from the world that we're destined to for eternal salvation. What does he mean he's bringing the kingdom of God to the world? It's almost like he's bringing, you know, a conduit, like a tunnel or something, you know, which is going to channel the whole kingdom of God down to this earth. So he's referring to, you know, a part of the kingdom, you know, that's going to constitute this roadway, this tunnel, this means of moving into the future kingdom. He's bringing that to the earth. And where, how does he bring it to the earth? I mean, is he putting down a place here, there, you know, and we can see, you know, some part of the kingdom? No, he's actually planting it in the hearts of human beings. And he's planting it, too, within the church that he's going to start through Peter. So he's basically bringing the kingdom of God into the hearts of human beings. And, of course, the Holy Spirit is going to be that conduit. And, of course, he's going to bring it into the church, and the Holy Spirit's going to be the conduit to the kingdom there. Now, when you look at kingdom of God in that sense, okay, so he's bringing this conduit, this tunnel, this roadway, this icon that goes up to a future eschatological kingdom, the kingdom in heaven, as it were. When he talks of the kingdom of God in that sense, the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's exactly what it is. So he's going to plant it in the hearts of a human being. And if he plants it in a good heart, plants it in a heart that wants, you know, that is going to be fertile for the kingdom, where the kingdom of God, the Word of God, the dynamic power of God that's leading to the future kingdom, the dynamic power and Spirit of God that's leading to the future kingdom, when He plants that within the person, right, and it finds fertile ground, what's going to happen? It's not going to stay a little speck of that roadway that's going to God. It's just going to blossom into this huge deal where all of a sudden it's going to become like the Holland Tunnel and the Brooklyn Tunnel. It's going to be huge, right? And it's going to be not just a roadway that's leading me into the kingdom of God, but all kinds of people are going through the tunnel that's in my heart or your hearts, right? And they're all going, rushing to the kingdom of God through this little grain that's been planted in my heart. But when well received and when nourished within our hearts, is going to literally lead not just ourselves, but everyone around us, will lead them into the kingdom of God more and more as well. And that's what Jesus is saying. It's such a dynamic power. It's such a spiritual power that if we receive it, if we use it, if we preach it, essentially, says Jesus, it's going to grow so large, it'll become like a tree in which the birds of the air can build a nest. It's going to become a tunnel that's so big, it's going to conduit just dozens of people right up to the kingdom of God. And of course, it'll be this wonderful, gratuitous gift. We literally, in our hearts, are constituting the very kingdom, and the very means by which people are going to move into and experience the kingdom of heaven. Amen.